Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where this episode is wrapping up from an interview that we landed this week, episode that we dropped for you this week with Mare, and her business is Mare One. And she really got me thinking. You'll hear in the after clips, if you download the after clips behind the curtain or behind the mic, you know, after we interview, you'll hear some of the raw footage of how we just dive a little bit more into the conversation on where each of us are at. But in the interview, it was apparent to me that she wanted to really bring so much to the forefront of what she's created and how she wants to help women move forward and entrepreneurs move forward. But the biggest thing is that she represents a massive shift in our society of bringing the culture, bringing the discussion back to the storytelling, back to the conversations, and talking about, you know, how her group of women that lifted her up and held her up was so instrumental in her being able to navigate her, you know, back and forth entrepreneurial journey. It was not so easy for her to continue to move forward because she kept setting herself aside and setting herself back and not paying attention to what the ultimate, you know, protection is, you know, for yourself inside of this world. We go so fast and we have so much at our fingertips and we have so much information and education and all the things. But the one thing that we forget is that we don't have to grind 24/7. We do not have to sacrifice our self-care or our self-worth in order to achieve a goal that is in the future. We put that vision and goal in the future of what we want to do. We have benchmarks and desires and say, this is where we're going forward to. And we will push relentlessly until we get there. Oftentimes, as she was doing, as a role where she would have to ebb and flow with the needs of her life and the people that were in her life and, you know, the kids that she was responsible for taking care of, you know, her children, and having to work on making sure that everything was flowing properly in order for them to move forward in the world, but also to be able to bring her vision to light itself. But women entrepreneurs, and I have this discussion many times, we often undervalue the fact that we multitask in many different directions. And in the entrepreneurial world, the gender inequality, I know I've talked about this before, and Mare and I hit on it a little bit, you know, male entrepreneurs, they have just a whole different track and whole different focus on how they run their entrepreneurship, and women do it a whole different way. And oftentimes that is not completely understood, and it's not that it's one's better than the other. It's the fact that it's not understood that the two don't work the same. And so talking with Mare about that and her struggles and her team of, you know, awesome women that were able to lift her up and hold her through the harder times and celebrate with her through the better times and just help her continue to move forward to the fact that now she has an idea of what she's creating, what she's doing, and how she's helping and how she's going to move forward in the world. It is so very, just very amazing to me, the resilience of women and the ability to fall down and analyze and come back up and rise from the ashes and say, this is what I'm doing, to be able to continue to move forward with the entrepreneurial spirit, because it's not something that just dies or is able to be shaken or you know, you just seem to not have to do it. It's in you and you have a desire to make a change. But I also believe that the entrepreneurial spirit is not just for creating a business. Now, sometimes that is the case, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's very acceptable for that to be the case. But a lot of times with the women entrepreneurs I've been interviewing is most of them didn't quite realize that they were jumping into creating their own business. They just kind of eased into it for, you know, to kind of spot fill certain things in their life. But there's a bigger shift and a bigger momentum behind wanting to fulfill the purpose and wanting to be part of something bigger, create something bigger, bring something to the table that says, hey guys, at the very least, I am here for you. That is amazing to me. That speaks volumes to the spirit and the entrepreneurship and the underlying, you know, contribution that we all as humans make. And especially as women, as we are raising the next generation or caring for the generation above us or taking care of those less fortunate or being able to contribute to something that we feel so passionately about that we can't help with our time, but we can help with our dollars. Those things make society better. And in all my entrepreneurial journey and all my ventures, it was always about making something better than it was when I first encountered it. It was either working in tandem with my husband on our construction business and being that balance for him and being that balance for the business, but also being able to have the flexibility of raising my family, our family, the way I wanted to, the way I felt in my heart that I was called to do. That is the bigger picture. And there's so much now at this point, 20 years down the road, that I can see played into that overall goal. And every step of hard times, hard knocks, losses, pivots, shifts, I will not say failures because I do not believe anything that goes the direction we weren't anticipating it to go or doesn't go the direction we want it to go is a failure. It is not a failure. It was just not the door that we needed to be knocking on at the time. So therefore, it's not opened or it gets closed because we were meant to shift. And so I see some of that now. I'm fortunate to be able to see some of that now with some of my kids being older and getting to see what that looks like from this point of view, coming from this direction, looking back at what I knew instinctively and I knew intuitively had to change, had to move forward. And you can probably hear the airplane that's buzzing overhead outside of the building, but for some reason I'm picking it up in the headphones. But in being a woman entrepreneur, in being a mother, a wife, a friend, a sister, a daughter, in being all those roles as each of us as women and as entrepreneurs are, is such an incredible journey. And I am so grateful to have been connected to Mare today and to have that conversation and really feel the deeper underlying shift and change that we all desire that connects us together. So if you have any questions or you want to continue the conversation, please feel free to jump into Facebook, on social, Instagram, send me a message, email me, hit my website and send me a, you know, every single page on my website has a question form. Send it. I answer every single one of those. And so I encourage you to continue the conversation. And if not with me, with somebody in your immediate community or your immediate circle of friends and, you know, tribe or village that keeps you lifted up. But until next time, I look forward to hearing from you guys. And I will keep moving forward. So I know you will.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.